a lot of the challenges that we have as coaches and leaders in our office is that we're dealing with people who have their own issues and problems and things. And we got to recognize that, because I'm a huge believer that we only go as far as our team will take us.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder, pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the Millennial Dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. Hope you're having a great time. We're right in the holiday season, which means there's no time better than to buy yourself a gift of coming to see us in 3D Dentist next year. But no, seriously, come out and hang out and see us. Mastermind is full for January, so we are booking out in July for next year. So if that's something you want to get into, let me know. Hey, big episode today. What we're going to talk about today is employees, coaching, difficult conversations, and just the reality of the baggage that people bring. So, you know, this has been a lot of the podcast episodes that we talk about are either their experiences that I experience with, you know, with different dentists and the coaching programs that we have through Mastermind. And they're also just the experiences that I have to figure out on my own and through our own practice and our own growth. And so the last couple of weeks, it's been interesting because I've had a couple of employees that have had, I guess, just some challenges or some out of character experiences. And we've had to have some difficult conversations. And, you know, historically, I look back and I'm sure a lot of you will resonate with this, but I have struggled with having employees. You know, I get them upset or they can't handle the difficult conversations. They're not good at taking feedback. And it just ends up with somebody crying. And I'm like, okay, am I the problem? What do I need to do to be better? And obviously, like, I think, you know, the one thing that we don't get a lot of education with is leadership, right? And so the leadership aspect of it, we struggle with. How do I lead? How do I coach? How do I have these difficult conversations? And so on some level over the past 8 years, it's really been like a trial and error. And I like to say that, and I think my team would back me up on this, that I'm a better leader today than I was a year ago, 3 years ago, 7 years ago. And part of that's because you just go through the experiences, the negative times, whatnot. So I haven't talked about it much. I don't know if I've talked about it at all in the podcast. I'd like to do an episode that dives into it deeper, but I've been through more personal stuff over the past couple of years than I have really my entire life. And what it's shown me is that there's a human on the other side of the conversation. And I know that this sounds so like basic on some level, but I think for the lot of my career, for a lot of growing up, that like I was so driven, you know, I just worked hard that I just kind of tended to bulldoze my way through the people that either were helping me get there or the team members that I had, especially like Sully, you know, 1.0 as a leader and a coach and an owner of a practice was pretty much, if you're not on my ship, then get off the ship. And that really that's not sustainable. I mean, that leads to more turnover, more headache. You don't lead by respect. You lead by I'm the dictator and I'm your paycheck, which is not how you build a team and, you know, a raving fan base of people that will cherish you. And so I kind of had to take a hard look at that. So I started doing therapy. I guess I started doing therapy probably, it's probably been 2 or 3 years now. Some couples therapy and some individual therapy. And what therapy showed me is that, like, one, I've got my own baggage that I got to deal with. And I got to understand when I have these difficult conversations and I have these experiences with team members, is it me or is it their own baggage that they bring to the table? And I've got to understand and get that there's a human on the other side. So that's been a pretty eye-opening thing. So what's interesting is as I've kind of transitioned out of being in the practice day in and day out, Aubrey's, you know, she's our director of operations. She's really taken a much bigger role. And we're very similar in some ways and very different in other ways. But one way we're similar is that we really don't kind of like, we don't deal great with just the bullshit and we're both very hard workers. So when we see people that aren't performing as well on like an analytical or a data basis, then our natural instinct is to go give them feedback or some criticism to try to help, you know, improve their performance. Well, the challenge is that what we found as recently, and I used to get this all the time, was I would go to these people, have these conversations, and they would just break down. And part of it was because I would kind of come in and forget the fact that there was this human on the other side that maybe had a bad day at home. They got in a fight with their kids or their spouse or, you know, whatever it was. And so they would just break down. And then I would get frustrated. I'd be like, gosh, you know, and so what I'm getting at is that part of it is I've got to have the realization that I'm not the only one in the conversation, that there's someone else on the other side that has this stuff going on, and that I've got to acknowledge that aspect of it and try to separate the two before. And the two apart to know kind of what's which. So I had this conversation with this one team member, and you know, immediately they start breaking down, they start crying, and they start being defensive. And I'm like, hey, we'll just call her Jackie. Jackie's not her name, but we'll call her Jackie. I'm like, Jackie, what's going on? Like, are you good? You know, are you okay? Like, what? Like, this seems out of character, which is a different response than the way I traditionally would have kind of gone about things, which is, Jackie, what are you doing? Hey, Jackie, we got to get this. I mean, I'm not sure what you're thinking here, but can we make sure that we schedule this way, or we do this way, or we got this bad review, we got to deal with that. It's just coming to the table and be like, Jackie, what's going on? You know, this seems out of character. This is not what I've grown to kind of see, but we had this experience with this other team member and they were disappointed that you didn't step in and help. Like, what's going on? And typically when I now go at it that approach, it almost like breaks down this barrier of like the waterworks immediately comes. but it breaks down this barrier of like, okay, here's what's really going on, of Jackie being like, well, I just feel like I can't please anybody. I'm always disappointing people. I just get so defensive. So as soon as I feel any sort of negativity, I just want to close up. And quickly you realize that a lot of the challenges that we have as coaches and leaders in our office is that we're dealing with people who have their own issues and problems and things. And we got to recognize that, because I'm a huge believer that we only go as far as our team will take us. You can bulldoze your way there. I've done it. But to get to the next level, to take it to that level of scalability where it's not reliant on you as the most important employee in the practice, and the most important employee in your business, is that you got to understand that you need the people. So I talked to Jackie and I'm like, so now we have to separate the conversations right into two parts. So I talked to Jackie and I'm like, hey Jackie, well, this is something that you've got to kind of deal with. And I can, you know, now having kind of been through some therapy, like I don't mind being like, hey, like I get where you're coming from. I get that there's this stuff and I want to help you succeed. I'm on your team. But that's something you got to take care of, because, and then I can bring it back to like a business. So now I can separate, okay, let's have a personal conversation. Let's also have a professional conversation. And I can say, hey, Jackie, I got to be able to separate church and state. I got to be able to talk to you from a business side, from a professional side, to say, hey, Jackie, I know we got this stuff going on, but we've got to be able to have conversations and say, we got to be better here. We got to do better here. And you can't take it personally. And like, that's the big thing. And that's a little bit of the message that I'm trying to have my team overall right now is like, I can love you as a person. I can love you as a human. I can care for you. I can try to help you. I will navigate and walk through waters with you in your personal life as best I can, but I've got to be able to give you feedback as a professional. I've got to be able to do that and you not take it personally. Because if we can break down that barrier that you can, if I come to you and say, hey, Jackie, this wasn't exactly how I wanted this to handle. Here's kind of how I would like to do it. Does that make sense? Do you got it? Okay, can I keep you accountable for that? And then now I can start to have those conversations more on and more off. Then Jackie will keep leveling up professionally without taking it so personally. Because right now what happens, and what happens for most of us, I know it, is you go in there, you go into these conversations, and we don't necessarily acknowledge that personal part first. And that's a little bit like, I don't know if it's taboo in business. Like, and this is where like, I mean, when you look at like what's different between dentistry and like Target is I'm the owner and I'm right in the middle of all the drama every day. It's like, I know what these people are going through. I know what's going on. So I can't avoid that stuff. I can't look at these names on paper and not associate all the stuff that they have in their lives with them. You just can't do it. Being able to separate that has started to be a really eye-opening experience, and it's helping Aubrey a lot too, because I'm like, you can't take, I'm a believer that you always have to take a look in the mirror and say, could I have said something differently? Could my tone have been different? Could I have done things in a way that I set myself up to lead better and not upset or frustrate or make someone defensive? But I also have to get to the point where I realize that it's not all about me. Like, that's a hard realization to go, you know, maybe someone's reaction, maybe someone's feelings, maybe someone's response to my feedback is actually less about me. I didn't do it that bad. It's about the own stuff that they have to work through. And that doesn't not negate you of responsibility, because at the end of the day, if I'm going to be reliant on, and I'm just saying historically, when you look at like the industry, I'm going to be reliant on 20 to 30 something year old people to mature and figure it out at a rate, that's going to be a pretty self-limiting factor to my practice. And that's where the leadership comes into play of us having to take a step back, coach, be engaged, be involved, and knowing that I've got to walk alongside these people, not only in a personal level and supporting them, but then that allows me to have that level of professional discussion. When you have these team members that are, you know, in these positions, I think the other problem that we have is that as you grow, as you bring on more people, as you get more busy, as you level up clinically, what naturally happens is you're taken away from the daily interaction with your team. And then therefore, your only interaction potentially comes negative. And that's a really, really dangerous place. So, and this is, again, like, I speak from like experience and a standpoint of like, I've gotten that a lot lately as well, is like, hey, I get that you want to give us feedback, but like the only time we ever see you is when we're in trouble. And it's not, and I'm like, well, you're not in trouble. I'm like, well, okay, maybe that's not the right, they'll say like, maybe that's not the right word choice, but that's their historical experience with the boss, right? That's the baggage they bring, is they bring, okay, well, if the doctor's going to come give me feedback, that means I'm in trouble. That means I'm losing my job. That means my job's on the line. And I'm like, I mean, gosh, I'm in my mind, I'm like, if I'm not giving you feedback, your job's on the line. So like, you gotta get used to that. But the negative again is understanding that everybody's personalities is not like mine, probably not like yours, and that I see that when I look at something, I don't see necessarily the things that are going well. I see the things that could be done better, and so that's a very difficult influence or lens for a lot of team members to look through. So especially people who are at an age and time, like I said, in their maturity, where like they really value and need that affirmation in whatever way they need it, from a standpoint of I did a good job. So that's something I'm working on as well, as you can't just be always all into this is the feedback, this is the criticism, this is the things you got to do better, and not take the time to be around them. So when we were earlier in the practice, when I had like only 8 or 10 employees, this was easy, right? Because I literally lived and breathed with these people all day long, every day. We were in a small space. So naturally, it wasn't always negative. There was a lot of positive, just because there would be positive interactions. And then when there was negative, there would be that, but it would be a smaller percentage. Well, now I've got new team members that, you know, just because of the nature of how big we've gotten, I don't even get to interact with them that much on a day in and day out basis. And it can't be that my only response to them or only interaction is negative. And that's kind of where I'm working with Aubrey as well, because I got at some point, you can't be the one that is reliant to give the criticism, the feedback, because I'm not going to be here all the time. Like that's another point in this. I'm not advocating that you never get out of the practice. But I am advocating that the same leadership flaws that I have, I see in Aubrey, and that she's got to get to be able to spend time with them as well, to have that positive moment, so that when you have to put on your boss hat or your leader hat, your coaching hat, you can say, hey, I love you as a person. This isn't about this, but I do need to have a difficult conversation. And hopefully we can separate church and state there, to be able to have this conversation, because at the end of the day, you want to be better. I want you to be better. We're a team trying to move forward and grow. Yeah, I think that's been a helpful for me to understand and kind of take into. And look, I'm not saying that I do it perfect by any means. But I do think we are getting better and better and better about building a sustainable culture. And I'm seeing the challenges of it now at scale. You know, now we have, I think, like 30, 32 employees. And also because of that, I get a lot of reps with new employees as we've grown. So hopefully this was helpful. I hope you like the shorter podcast style. I'm trying to, I think it's a good way to, you know, not bombard with information, cut out some of the BS that I normally would probably talk about and whatnot. But anyways, all right, work smarter, harder. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.